Me, I was afraid. It's okay.
Okay.
It's okay.
Can't be okay. I'm so happy.
You are so happy. Is that why you're happy? It's like somebody's biting you.
It's the texture of my voice.
The texture of your voice is alarming.
Woo!
You know, like this story of this man and his wife. Anytime the wife is singing in the house, he goes to the balcony to sit down.
Why?
The wife will be singing. They will see the man in the balcony.
He doesn't enjoy the song.
He's at the balcony. And so the neighbors just gathered and said, "Oga, come, sir. We've noticed something. Whenever your wife is singing, you come to the balcony. Why?" He says, "Well, so that they won't think it's me that is beating her."
Man is a thoughtful man and a careful man.
So they would think I'm beating her because that thing she did is not singing. You think she's crying.
But my own doesn't sound. My own actually sounds sweet.
If you say so. It looks like I'm beating you.
It doesn't sound that way.
What's up, Lagos? Welcome to the show. It's a beautiful Thursday. And we are here. One day before this month ends. One day.
Wow.
One more day.
Mm.
And we've play. The third month of the year is going. Almost gone anyway. Thank God for life. Thank God you're alive. We don't know what you're going through, but believe me, someone above knows.
Breathe.
And he didn't put your hand in front of your nose. That would be. You're breathing.
You're awake. You're alive.
It will happen. That thing you're waiting for will come to pass. My name is Stretch.
I'm Feta.
You see, no name calling, nothing like that.
No name calling from anybody nothing else except like me that. Saying, my name is Feta. Good.
See, nobody is changing that to anything else. Nobody.
Because there's nothing else you want to change it to except you want to add
your name
to it.
Somebody could have said cross fertilization, which is not your name.
You took the bait. Yeah. I just wanted to test you to see if you've changed. But apparently...
Testing machine.
Stretch is still Stretch.
Whatever. All right, this is going to be great today. We'll start today in style. How do we do it? We start with Sound Off. And after Sound Off, we shall...
segue into something.
Yes.
Yeah, today's right. Okay.
See you.
I'm ready.
We will muse, y'all. We will muse after musing then. Well, our lawyer girl is supposed to be here today, but I think she will not be able to come. There are other things. We sent her to court. Yes, Miriam and the sheriff. Two different cases. Miriam brought a case to us and
see,
we sent
Miriam
it
Miriam is dragging us anyhow now, saying that we can't do the show without calling her name. Can we not call Miriam today?
We will not mention Miriam.
No, Miriam.
Nobody will mention Miriam
Duke
on this show.
For what?
For what?
We don't need you.
This is to make our case stronger with our lawyer that we will not mention Miriam. Duke Okon on this show today.
Wait, is she dragging us to court? She's taking us to court.
Yes, now that's why the lawyer is going now. Then the other one.
So the lawyer girl has mind to take.
No, she's defending us.
Yes, as she should.
And she's also defending
Beautiful.
Us. The one that Sheriff did.
So, Sheriff
so there are two cases she's fighting for us now.
Wow.
So people are going
Must
to
be kill. A lot.
Heads will roll.
Heads will roll.
Heads will
and when
roll.
We say heads will roll here, we don't just
we
say
mean it.
We mean it.
Not the one that the government say, we leave no stone unturned.
And stones.
This one, you will see the head rolling yourself. We will video it. Heads will be rolling.
From here to Coco Michael, you see them rolling boys and girls.
It will get to acute.
Men and women.
It will even get to acute. Yeah.
So get there.
Watch out.
To get to Okoko Michael too.
Okay. And
VI.
Kogwerekbei.
And Obalende.
Obalende. Yeah, those are the
And Ikorodu.
Ikorodu too. Have you been to Ikorodu? And there's a place in Ikorodu called Igbobo.
IGBO
Igbobo.
What about Ojogbolu?
Ojogbolu is in Ogun State.
Ogun State, yeah. Okay.
Okay, we'll be back.
My teeth are broken.
I'm in trouble. We'll be back.
Life can be fun,
but life in itself can be hard. Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sport, Nigeria's Toby Amuso has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Badruba, has been arraigned before an Ogbe magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on WhatsApp Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
All right, check the time. It's 16 minutes past the hour 10, and this is Sound Off. Well, after months of rumors that a section of the political class was planning for an interim government in order to truncate the result of the recently concluded general elections, the Department of State Services, DSS, formally confirmed yesterday that the plot was real. Spokesman to the DSS, Dr. Peter Afunanya, who disclosed this in a statement, said the agency had identified some key players in the plot, but did not give the names of the masterminds as usual. Well, the agency said the planners of the interim government had already had several meetings during which they weighed many options to actualize their plot, including sponsoring endless mass protests across Nigerian cities, securing a warrant to declare a state of emergency or a court injunction to stop the inauguration of the executive and legislature of the federal and state at the federal and state levels. Okay, let me just move away from that and let us define, if you don't know the DSS, let me tell you who they are. The State Security Service, SSS, also known as Department of State Services, DSS, is one of such agencies charged with the detection and prevention of crimes and threats against the internal security of Nigeria. It is the leading domestic intelligence agency in Nigeria. Some of their duties: protecting and defending the Federal Republic of Nigeria against threats within the country, irrespective of the scope, upholding and enforcing the criminal laws of Nigeria according to the Constitution, providing leadership and criminal justice services to both federal and state law enforcement organs, protecting of the following persons in the country: the President, the Vice President, the Senate President, Speaker of the House, both houses, and Federal Houses of Representatives, state governors, immediate family members of those elected into political office, and so on and so forth. I think I'll just stop there. What is the essence of what I just read out to you? The DSS made a statement yesterday that some people were planning to do stuff, that they've even had meetings. And maybe the DSS even has the minutes of the meetings they had, where they had the meetings. My concern, my question is, so why are you telling us? Why are you, okay. So Feta and myself now, so DSS, thank you for that information. Then we will go and do what? Market Women Association, National Union of Road Transport Workers, National Association of Engineers, so that what will happen? So that we will do what? What are we supposed to do now? Now you've given us information. They are planning to do this. Okay, Feta and myself, let's get to action.
Right now, so you can give them thumbs up now.
Thumbs up for what? So these are the duties you're supposed to protect. This is your job. It's like us coming and saying, on Nigeria for today, the diesel level is 1/3 in our tank. And we bought diesel yesterday. And we're going to buy again tomorrow. What am I expecting the listeners to do about that? It's like a driver. When you enter his vehicle, he says, see, listen, I'm driving you to where you are going to. And I have four tires. Four. And one spare tire in the boot. What am I supposed to do with that information? It might sound weird and funny, but I'm saying, when has DSS come to the level just telling us their job? It's your job to make sure that Nigeria goes well. You are paid for this. And I hear that they're paid like 100%, 1% or 50% more than policemen. So there's a job. You have a JD. You have a job description. So if you're in that position, do your job. When did the DSS come to the level of telling us, okay, what am I, like your gate man? You hire a gate man in your house and gate man knocks on your door. Oga, I'm robbers did this street too. Their feet come. I'm robbers, their feet come this out. Why is your gate man telling you that?
And that's why I put you there now.
Yes, that's your job, to make sure I am safe. So now the DSS has come out with a statement and said these people are planning. What are we as citizens supposed to do about that? What is the essence of the information?
So I will respond as a citizen.
Yes, please, go ahead. Citizen, go ahead.
Having heard that the DSS has done what they have done,
yes,
would like to clap for you.
Yeah, awesome.
Well, would like to use, give you thumbs up.
Well done.
In fact, as I'm chatting with you right now, I'm using the emoji thumbs up to
thumbs
show you that you're doing such
a
great
job.
I mean, it's news to start with, but you see, there's some things in Nigeria that shouldn't necessarily be news, but now it's news because we don't get to see this or hear this every time, and you know, get to see it every day. So when it comes to the forefront like this, we are supposed to throw a party. So we'll put you in charge of that.
Okay, so throw a party to celebrate.
Let's not do jollof rice. It's too foreign. Let's make it very local.
Okay.
We are talking banga soup, edi kankan, stuff like that.
To
make it very, to looking words.
Okay, and the very rice will be cooked with firewood.
Mm-hmm.
Not the one with gas.
Yes.
Okay, so
the firewood, so that the taste will come out very well. So that's the essence of all of this. It's not because... If you had read it to the end, you'd have seen...
Where you said, I'm telling you this so you know I'm working... Okay.
And then make sure you celebrate because...
We are on it.
We are on it.
Okay. All right. Yes. And that was sound of...
We can now. What are we going to say?
Thank you,
Eshi. Take care. All right, bye.
Bye.
This is What's Up Lagos?
What's Up Lagos?
See, let me tell you, thank God.
My people hurt. Literally hurt.
Your tongue will just go up to the roof of your mouth.
Pretty, I learned.
Have you not learned?
So go to Fihari.
Some people that will be trying to do for you, they will not, the H factor will just disgrace them.
Well, where is her roof really for a hound?
What's wrong with you?
Hound.
All right, it's 10:31 and it is What's Up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos? Congrats. Stop now.
Sorry.
Wonder you bite somebody. Watch out, how now?
Whoop.
Sorry. It's Smarty that makes me angry.
Smarty. Mm. Show now that you have anger issues.
Yeah, Smarty.
Show it.
Smarty like elephant.
You want to beat me? No, beat me.
That's what we're
going to do. Beat a woman.
That's what we're going to do. The video I hit you. Beat me now. Beat me. All right, it's 10:32. Today we're talking about trouble, big game. Mm. Have you ever been in trouble? They felt that, it is finished. And somehow you came out of it.
Glory be to God when I broke somebody's car with a screen. Oh, the Lord was.
Have you ever been in trouble? That the trouble was there. I just saw it. That he folded in front of you like, hey, this one is the end.
It's
and
biggie.
Somehow you came out of it. Has ever happened to you?
Testimony time.
Yes. I've been driving on Third Mainland Bridge. They told me to leave the place on time. I was going to the mainland. They
is this
told
your
me.
Story?
True. They warned me. And I said, don't worry, we'll do this quickly and we'll leave. And I left to my own, I was doing quickly. But around 11:45, I left Ikoyi and I was going to the mainland, Isolo. And I got on Third Mainland Bridge. Around past 12, my tire.
My tire
just went, I said, hey!
Disaster.
It is finished. And I didn't write my wheel. Oh my God, what is happening to me? And it wasn't even the middle. It was the beginning. Hey, I said, okay, do I stop and bring out tire and start changing by this time?
11:45 p.m.
P.M.
Oh.
Or is this how God wants to call me? Then, I didn't want to come and check whether I had spare tire. I said, okay, how much is rim? How much is tire?
You drew it like that?
Yes. And when I finished, when I got to the end of Terminal Bridge. I saw people there and I left the car. The car was useless by then. The time that thing was finished. There was nothing. I couldn't put another there, but I survived it. So this is just one story. So I'm asking you this morning. Feta is asking this morning. Have you ever been in a situation where you felt,
Wala,
but at the end of the day, you made it. You came out alive. You came out alive. Yeah? So let's share this morning. That's what we're musing on this morning.
Come forward with your
bring
testimony.
This to, bring it on. Today, everybody thinking that things are bad. What you went through, we don't look like what we've been through. We don't. None of us. We don't look like
false.
It. So let's bring those stories here this morning. Come on. We'll learn from some. Did you, what happened? How did it happen? What did you feel at that point where you felt,
it has ended.
So think about it. Let's get to it.
All right.
0700-993-993-993. That's where you can call us. Everybody. And if you are the special type.
Yeah. So you're female. You're special. We have a special line for you. It's 0146571900. On WhatsApp, you can send that message to 0809-597-5805.
All right. And give us the WhatsApp, Lagos. That is the prerequisite. Yes, what's up, Lagos? All right, so tell us, share your story with us. Come on, don't hold anything back, all right? Let's do this. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, this is my first time of calling.
Okay. All right, welcome to the orientation. You say, what's up, Lagos, with the bell.
Yes,
let's do this.
What's up, Lagos? Woo!
Yes!
You guys are doing great.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, my name is Donald Omofomio.
All right, Donald, you want to share something with us?
Yes, I actually had a very terrible experience. I used to work in the bank. I lost my job. I'm an Uber driver now.
Okay.
Okay.
So there was a day I was coming like this. I got to a bank, but I wanted to link a Jola. There's some place. As soon as we just got the area boys just came out. There were many. This was around 12.
Whoa.
Before that, I just brought out 500 naira. We just came out. Would I give them 500? People that were not giving there, they were just smashing their windscreen.
Whoa.
So I just had to find my way. That day, I almost pooped on my body.
Whoa.
Thank you so much for sharing that story.
That was close.
All right. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah.
What's your name, sir?
Reginald.
Igwe Victor. Igwe.
Igwe
Victor. All right, Igwe Victor, share with us. Go ahead.
In fact, it's been a while. It's been long it happened, but it's just like a testimony.
Okay.
It was when I was in the school.
Yeah.
One day, I met one girl in a grand hall. I actually was writing a carryover course for one of my friends. So I eventually got across with that girl. We became friends. So yeah, I went to see her in her hostel.
Okay.
You know, after the normal checking and all that now.
Okay.
So while the first day she asked me to come to her hostel to come and pay her a visit, I was in the hostel. I called her on the phone. She came out. So while we were talking, I never knew there was issue around the school campus.
Okay.
So the next thing I saw was about 7 boys emerged from nowhere.
Hey.
So the next thing I saw was the one that came close to me, brought out a gun,
hey,
put it on my chest.
Hey.
And asked me to remove everything I had on me. And unfortunately, I was not having anything.
Hey.
So my mind was skipping. I was asking God, so this is how I will die. What will my people say that I came to visit a girlfriend and they keep me? So when I was asking the guy, what did I do? Bros, what did I do? The NEPA restored life. You know, evil people don't like to walk in the atmosphere of
light.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So the moment light came, my brother and sister, everybody, all of them started running away.
Hey.
God, so this is how I came out of this.
Hey.
In fact, I told Chioma, please enter inside your hotel and lock the door. So that was how I ran out, and that is my story.
Chioma!
Chioma! Chioma! Chum. So you put say PSN saved the life.
I'm telling you.
His life was saved.
In fact, that was light at the beginning of the tunnel.
Yes.
it was on the 15th of August 2003. Then they were smoking. I smoke and smack him up. Blood pressure. Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
So wait now, bro. Oh yeah, how is this a situation where you escaped? You are the one that bought it with your money. You are the one that smoked it. You are the one that Lani ran mad. So
no, they gave me.
So why is it okay? How did you escape? We are saying when you got to a situation you felt it was over and you escaped it. How does this qualify?
Press red.
Say
button.
No to
press
drugs, red. Okay?
Along, drugs not good.
Good morning, what's up, Lagos? Okay, try to make it back to us. Good morning, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Are you there?
Yeah. We hear you.
You people are jingling my energy. My energy was low when I came out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You see? Good.
And I have your voice. My energy is growing.
Yes.
Energy givers.
We'll start
energy
doing...
giver, Emilio.
Lagbara Olong. Olong lo se. Kese. Is your wow. What's your name, ma'am?
Okay, so my name is Okoyemi. I'm driving. I'm at San Tony right now.
All right,
okay.
Okoyemi.
And so my experience, this was some time back.
Okay.
I had my babies. They were still toddlers. I think one was 18 months old.
Okay.
And then the other was just roughly about 2 years old.
Okay.
And then I was coming home from church, you know, on a Wednesday evening service.
Yeah.
And as I got to somewhere around Ikorodu Road, I think Fadeyi.
Yeah.
And, you know, Fadeyi is quite notorious. So
yes,
those Fadeyi boys, that night, they decided that was their night.
Hey.
They were all over the road.
Hey.
Cutlasses, machetes.
Hey.
I managed to keep my courage and confidence. I kept driving. But as I got to Antony, there was traffic.
Hey.
And so they had taken advantage of the fact that there was traffic. They were robbing cars, smashing windscreen, you know. People were abandoning their cars.
Oh, God.
Because they actually shot someone. At that point, I was like, where am I going to go? I have to make it. How will I carry one? How will I carry the other one?
Oh, God.
I don't know where God gave me the courage from. I reversed the way I've never reversed in my life.
Wow.
Formula 2.
I just looked back and I saw that the map was clear. As in, the way people parked and abandoned their cars,
yeah.
I had space to reverse.
You maneuver.
If you tell me to reverse like that now, I can't reverse.
Lie.
I reversed and walked into one of those streets as in, I just had to park.
Whoa.
That was an experience like I cannot believe.
That was close.
Wow.
That was so close.
Strength of a woman.
What's wrong? What's wrong with you, sir?
This is a song.
Dum. Mission Impossible.
I don't know. Whoa. It's not Mission. This one is Strength of a Woman. She said she did not know how she summoned the courage.
So it's not Strength of a Woman. It's not Mission Impossible that she reversed.
Please
speak up.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's go.
All
right, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Okay, we love it. Let's go.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Very fine, thank you. What's your name, sir?
My name is Ibinabo.
Ibinabo,
okay.
You're going to share a very, very wonderful story with us, right?
Say that again.
You're going to share a very wonderful story with us, right?
Well, let's see how wonderful you sound by the time I finish.
Okay. Okay, no problem.
So, on this particular day,
yeah.
I was coming from Ondo.
Okay.
So, on getting to Bega,
yeah.
Before the long bridge, I discovered the fuel in the car was almost out.
Hey.
That's what it was about 12:45 in the morning.
A.M.
Yes.
Hmm.
So as soon as I got to Kara, there's this place where they sell cows.
Kara Bridge, yeah.
The vehicle stopped. Okay, the vehicle stopped. I had 5 liters of fuel in the boot.
Okay.
It's not about the vehicle stopping.
It's about...
We've had stories about headsmen around that axis.
Yeah.
So mainly the vehicle stopped. One guy came. I was still trying to discuss with the guy. Another one came.
Two guys came.
So there was this OP Mesa patrol truck across the other side.
Okay.
So I now told two of them, I said, please, go and meet those guys. Tell them one of their colleagues is here, and I'm a bloody civilian. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Tell them one of their colleagues is here that he needs help. That's how both of them left. I put the 5 liter in the car and I drove off.
So they didn't even took that
they
as
didn't do nothing.
Hey!
I was scared though, but I was talking with confidence. Yeah. Hey, I was, because normally they are Yoruba, so I'm sorry I had to bring in tribe, but I don't speak. When I have encounter with them and I discover they are this set of people, I don't speak their language. It's either I'm speaking English or I'm speaking Pidgin English.
Yeah.
And there's, okay, let me give you this other one. I was coming, same beggar, but under the bridge. It was same, I think 12:31 a.m. thereabout.
What's even wrong with you? Can't you travel in the daytime?
No. Sometimes you leave where you go early, traffic and all of that to make you stay on the road.
It's true.
So, there was this roadblock. Now, 8 of them just came.
8?
Ogbeni Fun Alowojare. You know the way they talk now. So I was like, ah, bros, when I'll just come, they tell people, Fun Alow. You know, say, me say, they hustle. I don't the road for how many hours? See, see my phone, don't on red. And you when they talked, Omo Alele Jare Jeko Malo Kolo Olo. That's how, miraculously, I've had more than 8 experiences of these guys. Huh. And luckily for me, I've never spent a time that, okay, it's sick. On one occasion, one stops me. I was like, Oga. So, you know what I told him? I said, come, if I wear uniform, if he stands for my front, they talk to me like this.
Oh, boy, you guys just,
you don't understand. That's how God has miraculously saved me from this.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for sharing.
Miracle. No, they tired.
Jesus.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? 0700-993-993-993. Or you call us if you're a woman, 01465-7190.
Let's go. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hey, what's up, Lagos?
Cheers. Still live. Cheers.
Yes, sir.
Cheers live.
What's your name?
This is the only age of Odogbolula.
Yes, he got you.
What he said.
Yes, I have landed.
Okay, sir. Eze, share with us your story.
You see, this one, when I travel, I don't go, they come back. The place where it meant to reach my house, no reach 3 kilometers.
Okay.
So, I can't get the accident for my car. Whoa. Ah, the team pay me that day because I think I don't die finish.
Wow.
So, luckily, somebody just saw me from far off, Iran come. So, as he come, now, he just blocked the road, made the number to pass so that they will come and help me. As I was there, the boy now stopped the whole motor. So then now everybody can't come down, can't push down my own motor because my own motor don't saw my sword.
Whoa.
And I did under the car.
Whoa.
I think he had under it finished. Whoa. So what happened happened again, you see my hand almost cut off.
My
because the wisdom of the front just come and brush my hand and the very just small thing remained to cut off.
Cut off, wow.
So when they finally bring me out of the car, I look up and say, God, thank you. I see they are alive.
Whoa.
And I will never forget that day because that is my worst experience in life. I never experienced it. Because blood will come out of my body that day. Now they say human being will get blood passing your other thing.
Wow. All right.
So I just thank God
thank
for that.
You thank you very much, Amy.
Thanks for sharing.
Wow.
Thank you. That's,
this is real testimony time.
I'm telling you,
people are supposed to be dropping offering.
Yes, no, that would be
later.
That would be later. We'll drop.
Because we're making it relieve the past and then be grateful for the moment.
Yes,
I mean,
yes.
It's what we know how to do best, though.
Yes, to help our church, too.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Alive.
What's your name, sir?
Peter and the Honorable Minister.
Why am I not honorable too now? Honorable.
You are Madam Honorable.
Hey.
Don't mind that.
Stop it. Come off it.
Yes.
My name is Mr. K.
Mr.
K, welcome. Yeah.
Mr. K, welcome to the show.
See, stress.
Sir?
My stress. Around that kind, I didn't need it to. 2 Ramadans ago.
Okay.
they threw something on the ground coming from the cover of Osborne.
Okay.
I mashed it. I mistakenly stopped after my tire was rumbling.
Ooh.
On the bridge at Adenichi.
Hey, by what guy, time? By what time?
Shortly before iftar, around 6:45. Oh,
okay.
I was surrounded within 5 minutes. 8 guys.
Wow.
3 standing by me.
Wow.
2 directing traffic. 3 changing tires. I would have changed the tire faster than them. I was robbed that day.
Yeah.
But I'm here today.
Hmm.
What?
To the glory of God.
Ah.
Wow. Oh, they did that to rob you.
3 were standing by me. 3 changing tires. 2 directing traffic. You would think they were helping me.
Yeah.
They were robbing me. But wow. Hey.
Wow.
I'm here today to the glory of God.
Maya, give us a wonderful song.
Thanks for sharing.
Thou art worthy.
Which one are you saying? I say thou art worthy. I change it again.
Easy.
What's wrong with you? You don't come to church often. That was what the changing it.
Mr. K, your offering for that testimony is 2 million.
What? That would have been traumatic, man.
I'm telling
so
you.
So you are the only one that knows what you are going through.
Hmm.
People are saying, yeah, okay, they're helping this man change his tire. The other ones that don't say, and you are there.
Me, I will change it for what?
You will leave there.
Do you know why they do that? I will school them.
You will what?
I will school them.
Eight
do you know?
People.
Do you know that what you're doing is wrong?
Yeah, do you know it is pathetic?
It's pathetic of you. You are worth more than stealing and
to fleece people of their belongings.
Of their belongings. They're going to give me blood.
What? That's.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Welcome, sir.
Yeah, my name is AGK Ozemelam.
Mm-hmm. AGK Ozemelam.
Yes, so I'm calling from Ikorodu.
Ikorodu,
I know that place.
Yeah, my experience. One day I entered Okada from Kostein.
Okay.
Going to CMS.
Hmm.
So along that Kata Bridge, my cap I was wearing fell off.
Okay.
So I was telling the Okada now before he recovered himself and turn. So I was going back to collect the cap. We are about four people also running to collect the cap as well. So all of us, we are just rushing. Thank God I first
got there first. Okay.
I first then reached. As I want pick up, they say Okada should not go anywhere.
Yeah.
They say, why should I come and pick the car? I say, it's my own. They say, as soon as the thing fell off from my head, it's no longer my own.
Wahala.
I say, it's my own. We are driving. They say, we must settle before we go.
Wahala.
So, before you know it, they collected 500 naira from me.
For your own cap?
I gave them 200. They say, do I look them as a beggar?
Mm. They are thief. No, they are not beggar. There's a difference. They are not beggar. They are thief.
What?
So, I have 500 naira before they allowed us to go.
Now,
so
wow.
It's really terrible.
Now, wow.
What's up, Lagos?
I love this man.
Yes.
The energy, top notch.
Yeah, he started it with energy. Ended it with energy.
He started with energy. And ended with energy. What's his name again?
I don't know.
Okay, I'll take some message on WhatsApp because we have to go on a break.
All right.
This person says, good morning, this is Daniel from Bodilon. I was driving my bicycle one day and I was racing with a friend close to the Lekki Koiling Bridge. One thing led to another. I looked at the back and I lost focus and I broke the back light of a Lexus car.
Yay! Me, I'll drop inside water.
Don't come to our church, oh, we don't have money to help you. The man took a stop and didn't care if I injured any car. Injured off if any car could have hit me on the bridge. I don't get that. I was asked to drop my cycle and threatened that I would be going to the police station for damages. At the end of the day, the man left me. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Woo!
We'll be back. Yeah, we'll be back after this bridge. All right. It's still What's Up
Lagos. Yes. Yes, stretch is scared of Abere.
You.
Ah, big man like you don't like injection.
I like tablets. I like tablets. I prefer tablets to Abere.
Small thing you cannot collect. Just smush.
I don't take Abere. All right, it's 4 minutes past 11. You have far more than me. So in other words, you can take...
Meet me at Murokonara Park. Let's fight.
All right, 4 minutes past hour 11. And our lawyer girl wouldn't be coming today. So we're taking charge, yeah? And I know many of you have not said what has happened to you in the past.
Yes.
What we're asking, if you're just joining, is, have you ever been in a situation where you felt, it's over. So this is how this I'm leaving Mother Earth. And somehow...
This is the day of reckoning.
Somehow, you came out of it. All right? We're sharing those stories, and there's so many WhatsApp messages, but you can still call us.
So many.
The phone lines, if you want to call, 0700-993-993-993. If you're female, 01-465-7190. And if you want to send us a message on WhatsApp, it's easy. 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. You call us on the phone, please give us our WhatsApp, Lagos. We need it.
Who's there?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, come on.
Yes, what's your name?
Alive.
This is Kelvin.
Kelvin,
you want to share with us?
Well, okay. I'm an e-hailing driver.
Okay. Okay.
So I was just there at Suleri.
Yeah.
In the evening, I picked up a client.
Okay.
We're heading towards Ikeja. So I went through Cole Street in Suleri.
Okay.
Before I knew, some boys just came out. Before I know, one came to my side. He was dragging my side mirror. Then I was like, I was confused. I look at the guy. The guy was shaking. I don't know what to do. There were four. They were smoking like hot sun. At the time, something just hit on my head. I just came out like, I like to go me here.
T-T-U.
I was like, I'm going to go me. I was like, ah, I'm going to go me. I'm going to go me.
So that's how you survived, by speaking the language.
That's how I survived. Bro. They say you just have to just be there, then they'll allow you to go.
Now, wow. All right. Thanks for sharing. Ladu Gomi. Ladu Gomi.
T-T-U.
T-T-U. What's up, Lagos?
Hello. Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning to you. We can hear you.
What's your name, sir?
Yes, who? Timothy is my name.
Okay, Timothy.
I'm calling from Igbesa.
Have you called us before?
No.
All right, so when you call us, you say, what's up, Lagos?
Okay, what's up,
Lagos? Welcome, Timothy.
Thank you, my brother.
All right, share with us. Go ahead.
You guys are doing a nice job. Yeah, there was this experience I had with my family.
Okay.
We were journeying all the way from Awuchi to Wari.
Okay.
With my wife and my three kids. They were very small then.
Okay.
So before then, I was on the bypass. That Benin bypass.
Yeah, Benin bypass, yeah.
Yeah, so there was a that was traveling. So we had an attack of armed robbers. They attacked us. So I was just telling my wife, see, we're approaching that place where armed robbers attacked us that day.
Mm.
So it was a hill. As we got to the top of the hill, we were descending. I saw people like policemen in front.
Mm-hmm.
So I slowed down. I told my wife, who are they? I said, they are policemen. So I moved. Just some few meters close to the guy, I just saw somebody came out with a gun and said, stop! The moment he said stop, I told my wife, I said, I'm robber. I said, gay.
Same place.
Immediately, my brother, something just asked me to make a U-turn. I didn't know how I did it.
Wow.
I tried making the U-turn, but I couldn't complete it.
Yeah.
I had to put the
reverse
again.
Yes.
By the time I put it on drive to move, one of the armed robbers was close to my wife.
Whoa.
By her side. My wife was using seatbelt.
Yeah.
So she was trying to bend down. The seatbelt was holding her back.
Yes.
At least trying to put her head down.
Yeah.
The seatbelt was holding her back.
Yeah.
So that was how this one came with cutlass.
Yeah.
As it was about cutting my wife, almost to, macheting my wife, the tire of the vehicle just somehow touched the guy, and that was how the guy fell into the gutter.
Whoa!
My brother.
Whoa.
That was, I escaped that one.
Whoa. That was close.
Wow. It was close, my brother. In fact, my wife had phobia for
yes,
many months.
Traveling, yes.
Many months.
Yes,
that phobia affected her for months.
Poor woman. Oh, that was such a close. Mm. Thank you so much for sharing with
now,
us.
Now, this testimony is 5 million naira.
Oh, 1.4.
1.4?
Yeah, 1.4 million.
Let's make it 1.4. That's okay. All right.
Thank
moving
you for
on.
Sharing.
Still on the WhatsApp.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes,
yes, yes.
Good morning,
Stretch. Morning.
Good morning, sis.
Good morning.
Yeah, my name is Daniel. I'm calling from High Court, Ikeja.
Daniel, welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, all right. My own experience was just last 2021.
Okay.
In fact, I had to, but let me just say once.
Okay.
I took someone to Adeola Deco.
Hmm.
Then, while waiting for the person, during rainy season, I parked in a compound.
Yeah.
Then, before we said their privacy, it started raining, and there was a car in my front, and I was just behind the car. Lo and behold, I just saw something falling in front of me, and it was this huge tree. It just pulled off from the ground and started falling off. So I was like, should I open the door and run?
A tree?
Yeah, a big tree.
Okay, because of the rain.
Because of the rain, the erosion, I think
it dug out
the roots. Should I run? I think if I should run, the branches will stroke me and I will die. Another one says, start the car and reverse, and there was a car behind me.
Hey.
If you reverse the car, it's still the same thing.
Oh my God.
The only voice I just heard was, Dan, be calm.
Hmm.
And I just stay calm like that inside the car. And no, the tree fell on the car in front of me, my car, and the rest.
Car.
But the funniest part was this. People came out from the building.
Yeah.
Hey, there's someone in the car. There's someone in the car. They had to cut the branches before I could find my way out of the car.
Whoa.
It was only the car in the front that damaged. Mine, nothing happened to it.
What?
Wow. That's how I experienced.
Wow.
My experience.
Wow.
In fact, it was something. Till then, I do. I have that trauma for some while.
When it's raining, you'll be looking at a tree that wants
like,
to fall.
Ogbeni,
sorry. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you, guys. You guys are doing a great job over there.
Thank you so much for calling.
You know the moral of this story?
What's the moral?
Stop saying Jack Robinson.
Hmm.
He said before they said Jack Robinson, the tree fell.
If you had not just said that.
Jack Robinson.
If you had said Rose.
Who is even Jack Robinson?
Or if you had said Feta. Before
Robinson.
We could say Feta Utuegba.
The tree fell.
Nothing would have fallen.
Well, thanks for sharing with us.
Let's take this one. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Ow. Turn down the volume of your radio.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes. What's your name, sir?
My name is Samuel. I'm calling from Ikeja.
Samuel, go ahead. Share with us.
All right. Please, my experience in Lagos. This one happened in Lagos.
Okay.
There was a day around Manguru. Or let's say Ilezi at Ikeja here.
Yeah.
So that very early in the morning, it was around 6 o'clock in the morning.
Hmm.
So I was driving, trying to turn from the Agege side to enter my way to Ikeja along.
Okay.
In between the middle of the road, I saw this boy coming down. But before I reached the roundabout, I broke out my phone and the light was showing inside. So I dropped it back.
Hmm.
So this boy now came from the back and now stuck hand into the car. So try to grab my phone. So his hand is not reaching where the phone is. He now went round again. So that time I was already at the middle of the BRT looking at the road so that I can enter the express because of other car coming from the Anapada side.
Yeah.
So this guy went round again and now want to put hand inside the vehicle again to took my phone on top of my lap. So I now set my hand. I wanted to give him blow. So when the guy now noticed that I want to blow him, he now put his hand and remove his hand back again. So I still managed to use my hand and shift my phone. He now fell in between the chair of the car.
Okay.
So but I now think that this guy has took the phone out of the car.
Okay.
So now I have to go inside the Ajayi farm and park the vehicle there. Now took my whisperer, hammer. I have them inside vehicle. Whisperer, hammer.
You went to war.
Went to war. Went back to that roundabout. From there, walked down to Onipete's bus stop.
Hmm.
I got that very early in the morning with serious anger.
You thought
so your phone. So I said, anybody I saw, I will use this hammer and kill the person.
Anyway,
I tell you. So and I don't know that the phone was inside
the car.
So now, I now saw when I reached the bus stop, I saw it's a boy. There's a guy I saw trying to shade market outside the front of their house. So I said, this guy looked like one of those boys. He wears something like yellow. He looked like one of those boys. I now rushed to this guy, and this guy left what he's doing. I ran inside the house, and I followed him. Ha. So when I entered inside the house, I was shouting, where is this boy? Come outside. You are one of these boys that I have that attacked me this morning. I saw my phone inside this vehicle, inside my car. This morning, this boy must come out. So why he has run away? Why did you run inside? Oh, yeah, come outside. I was making serious noise that morning. So everybody that saw the way I run inside, they run inside their room and hide. So now, later, some of them started coming out. One of them now come out and said, what is this guy shouting of? So, and now one of them come out and was asking, what is going on? What's the problem?
So you explained to them what happened, right?
Yes, I said, the boy I saw here is one of the boys that attacked me this morning and took my phone from this vehicle. And immediately he saw me run inside the house and hide. So he said, she provide him now, that I need to see him now. So the man said, who is that person? I said, immediately I was coming, I saw you that came outside, and that boy just ran into
all right,
the corner.
Long and short of it, did you eventually go back to your car?
I tell you, I never go back to my car because later everybody now come out there. We are like a kind of, this boy is not a thief.
Okay.
And the boy now came out again. I said, this boy is not a thief. He's not one of those boys. They were trying to turn the case to me on top of my head, you know?
But you went back to your car, Sha.
I will use a soldier to come and pack everybody. So I now use the excuse and go outside and go back to my car.
All right, then you saw your phone.
So when I reached there, I now tell the mechanic that this is what happened to me. They now start calling the number. The number was ringing. Nobody to pick. And me, I was outside.
Okay. So you're sowing too much, oh. You've been sowing these seeds for long. Okay, so you have to go now. So let me finish the story. So now when you got back to the car, he then saw that his phone was ringing the car. So they told him that the car, the phone, nobody stole the phone. So we have to go on a break now.
Again.
So when you come back, we'll continue. So all right, it's What's Up Lagos? 19 minutes past the hour 11. And we're going to be going straight to the messages.
Straight.
Lots of messages.
Yes. Mm-hmm. See, right, before I read the one I want to read, let me just read this one because it's very funny.
Okay.
This guy says, what's up, Lagos? I mistakenly threw Banga into a passing police van.
Yeah.
Luckily for me, my uncle was one of the team. I thought I was gone. All right.
You would have been gone.
Though. I mean, you would have been gone. Anyway, good morning. What's up, Lagos? There was a day I was going home at my usual 9:30 to 10 p.m. only for me to get to a cool hotel and realized my purse was empty. With the confidence of a man with a few thousands in his account, I strolled to the bank only for the ATM to be telling me my GT account was temporarily unavailable.
Wahala.
I thought it was a one bank thing, so I tried the ATM card of my salary account with the same results.
Wahala.
I decided to walk back to the Zenith Bank on Ajose and try that one too, as the ATM there had never failed me before, but this night it was the same thing.
Sure?
That was when it dawned on me that the BVN linking that I had done on all my accounts successfully, according to the banks, was not actually successful. Now, the bank where I did my BVN registration was Selling Bank, and it was the account I opened during my youth copper days, so I already abandoned the account. I was completely stranded. In fact, I was already considering going back to the office and begging the guards for money to at least get me home. Out of desperation, I decided to walk back to a cool hotel roundabout and try my Selling ATM card at the Selling Bank there, even though I knew there was no money in the account.
No money.
I got there, slotted in the card, and just punched in 1K withdrawal. For a long time, the machine was just whining and humming. While I was there sweating and literally speaking in all manner of tongues. Miraculously, a few minutes later, it brought out 1K.
You say?
I have never appreciated a 1,000 naira note like I did that one. I tried again and he gave me another 1,000 naira before telling me the account was out of cash. Oh. Till today, I don't know where the 2,000 naira in that account came from. Suffice to say that I now make sure there's at least 2,000 naira in all my bank accounts. You never know when that will be
is
money
a miracle
that will go you out.
Walking
Daddy
is a miracle
walking from ah, is Alpha and Omega. Is a miracle walking God. We are back. That testimony is how much?
4,000.
Just make it 2,000.
2,000.
Because there are other 2,000 in your account. At least
you can't say you don't have 2,000 in your account.
So bring 2 forward and then.
Yeah.
Okay. Good morning. I'm Chooks. I was traveling from Enugu to Benin City on a Sunday early morning. My car has an issue and stopped on the Niger Bridge. Immediately, one guy came, chased him away with a spanner.
Yeah?
He chased him away.
Wait, were you already holding spanner?
I was already holding it, so he was born with it. Before he came back, I remembered a bottle of liquor was given to me at the wedding at 10 on Saturday. I brought it out and started drinking while sitting on my booth with my spanner in my hand. They came, saw me, and we all started drinking together. They even guided me on the bridge. Baba! Now you
let me correct you. You are saying one guy came. In Niger Bridge is guy. There's H in D.
My guy.
My guy. So a guy came, you chase him with spanner. Then he brought out drink and sat on top. Oh my God.
Ah, no. You're a man.
You're a man.
Now, man, you be.
Yes, you
were. Mbrede ke jamadi ke.
Yes, yes.
Mbrede what?
Mbrede how? What are you trying to say? Thank you.
Anyway, hi, what's up, Lagos? Around 1999.
At about that time.
My papa was going out. He gave me money to buy petrol.
Mm-hmm.
I lived in a street that was so lit. Lots of girls, game houses, carnivals, etc. It was dominated by youths, which made it so fun and engaging.
Hmm.
As I was going to buy the petrol, I got enticed by a game house.
Hmm.
Devil took control over his life.
Sextan.
He said he not enter like a zombie.
Hey.
My plan was to just watch a few PS1 games.
PS1,
but before I knew it, I was already grabbing the pad and playing Loser P.
Hey.
Only Konami legends will understand.
Now petrol money
I dey use. He says I played till money remained like 30% before I came back to my senses. But Ami used.
I got to buy petrol.
Then I bought fuel with the leftover, went home and filled the keg with water.
Ah!
You must be prosecuted for this. When my papa came,
yes.
He poured the petrol inside, but Jen no grease start. He did knock. Remember those tiny Jen, Tiger
yes,
Jen?
Yes, that passed now.
Next day, he called mechanic. Now, dear Kasala, burst.
The
beating I receive, no be matter of belt, Koboko or Kano. As in the man, they fight me like, say, me day WWE ring. He was so desperate to kill me that day. Ah, G-Network for me, look at you. You are a criminal.
You put water inside your father's generator. I don't know why See, better thank God you're alive. Thank God you're alive.
This testimony is 85 million naira.
Yes, if you don't pay now.
Because we don't even know how to thank God for you. We have to drag you to the cop.
I better pass you put water. Because you're going to play. Let's go on a break.
We'll be right back.
We'll deal with you later. When ladies and the men all around
are in blue, taking walks by the Civic Center. Check your time. It's 32 minutes past 11 and you are on WhatsApp Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Feta.
My name is Stretch.
Stretchy, a.k.a. Stretchy Lala, a.k.a.
Stretchy.
Are
you seeing what you're doing now?
A.k.a. Stretch Official, a.k.a. Cutie Papa.
I will never call you cross fertilization.
Must you always be evil?
Neither
for evil.
Will I call. Is it evil?
Must you always be evil?
So
for
it was evil
why
you are
can't
doing.
You, why can't you, as a man that yes. you that you be,
yes.
let this go?
I've let this one go.
On the news on Nigerian Info, you see, hate cannot drive out hate. Only love.
Okay. I'm using love to call you cross fertilization. Oh, that's so cute, right?
Can't change this man.
Can't change the grown man.
Can't change the grown man.
A grown man.
But anyway, on the show, it's been testimony time. You're coming forward with your bad days that you got out of, and we've been getting a lot of amazing, interesting,
very amazing, honestly,
I mean, entries. And we are back to WhatsApp here, where this brother says, "I'm alive by his grace. I would have died looking for a woman."
Oh,
Gio. Look at what your members are doing.
He said, though, that
I went out to see a lady I met online, something around 11:30 p.m.
So, did you want to go home again?
From Ogudu to Akowanjo.
You went to from Ogudu to Akowanjo by 11:30. Please, read on.
It's love. I didn't know those boys around that axis know they play. But for God, they collected everything on me and threatened that I should never come to their hood to look for woman.
And I'm sure you heeded the advice they gave you. From the hood.
What?
11:30. Did you want to go to your own?
That would have been a beautiful love story. But for wickedness in the world.
Titanic.
What's up, Lagos? This is Ola from Akpapa. This fateful day in 2013, my father sent me this morning to go and repair his bike tire from a particular vulcanizer. But because of one of my friends, because one of my friend's price is a bit less, I did the repair for my friend.
Okay.
And by afternoon, the tire was less again. And what are they for my papa trouble? Why?
My father was very angry.
My father was very angry and asked me how come. I just told him it's the place he sent me that I went to do it. That is how my daddy carried me to the place with the bike. The man denied seeing me and I later confessed the beating I received that day is like heaven and earth has passed.
Why did you take me to that your fake friend? He did it cheaper.
The song
nonsense
that should come with this is "Come and See What the Lord Has Done."
Come for me.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos? Mine was when I was passing Jejeli. When my leg kicked the carton of this woman's apple by the roadside.
Hey, apple!
Immediately the apple fell and some of them rolled in the road.
Oh God.
And lots of them was crushed by vehicles.
Oh God.
It was like hell in a cell.
My God.
And the lady sees me that I must pay.
You will pay?
150 times 70 pieces.
70 pieces. How now?
But the mother of the lady came and told me not to worry. Glory be to God.
What?
In the highest.
150 times 70
pieces.
Wow.
Do the calculation now. That
is there a lot? Is there a lot now?
It's a lot.
Wow.
What's up, Lagos? Good morning, guys. This is Martins. I used to text you from Akwa Ibom, but I've moved to Abakaliki, Ebonyi State.
Yes, you are moving.
Your ministry is moving.
Please, whenever you get to your way, they do happy hour. Call us.
Call us. They want to cover it.
Yes, call us.
Cover the distance.
Call us. We'll cover it.
Yes. In the uni, he says, I refused to buy GST textbooks. I was passing it like it was my personal business. So I didn't have to worry.
Yeah.
A lot of persons come to me to help them write the exams and pass.
Brainiac.
My last GST exam was in 300 level, even second semester, and it was CBT. And just like every other day, I wrote for me and many others and left successful.
Yeah.
When the result came out, I failed my own.
And everyone else
passed.
Oh my God.
Omo, I cried too. And I was determined to rewrite the exams. Well, if I failed to make it, I would be an extra. It would be an extra year for me. The next time I went to check my result before course registration, I realized that the F has changed to C.
Can you imagine?
I danced like never before, and to think that GST was going to be my one and only carryover in the school. Oh yeah.
Hi.
What kind of song? No, it's supposed to be a dance song. Every time I dance, I dance like every time I dance. Ah, forget.
This is
she promotes me from choir mistress to
assistant messages.
Gio.
Assistant Gio, you are looking for my job.
What's up, Lagos? Good morning, Boss Stretch and Co. I go by the name Mr. Showtime. Okay. I was called by someone in Port Harcourt to come and anchor a birthday in Igurutu.
In Igruta.
Okay.
Showtime. Is that you? Showtime.
Is him. But I was later asked to come to
Igbo Eche.
So I mumu go to Igbo Eche. When I go there, the guys were fake. And to make this worse, I saw myself in the bush track. They gathered to rob me. When they tried collecting my phone,
I displayed
a little martial arts skills. I'm a trained taekwondo. Wow. I freed myself and took off. Even those in both no run past me that day. Thank God they weren't with guns. Since then, if you call me for an event, now for open place, we go meet.
I don't get sense. Very good.
Love it. Okay. What's up, guys? My own experience was when I was in school. I went out to watch ball and it was late in the night. On my way back home, I saw the good guys, mm-hmm. cultists, mm-hmm. during their meeting. And I was like, I should wait and see what is going on. That's how one of them saw me and immediately they start chasing me. And I was like, Aja for Gbera.
Aja for Gbera.
And I ran till I escaped them. But deep from Ikorodu.
So you are going Ikorodu. Somewhere. You saw cultists having meeting. You said you wanted to see what will happen.
It's content.
What will happen?
The content creator.
No, they have Basi Castle. You thought they were going to be jumping a Basi Castle. God save you, Ikorodu.
See, eh? Let me tell you something.
That's praise you for your life.
This your testimony is what... 300 million.
Yes, bring
how would we have done hashtag justice for what?
Bring 3,000 first.
Hungry, won't finish OAP. The first time a thief pointed a local made pistol to my face and said, lie down flat.
Yeah, the lie down flat echoed in my ears for three good months. And make up my word of lie down. You didn't just say lie down. Lie down flat. Flats.
Oh my God.
Not two bedroom, flats.
Let's go back to the phone lines, okay? Good morning, what's up, Lagos? Try to make it back, okay? Good morning, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Wake up.
Yes, sir.
Alive.
Hi, how are you?
Very fine, thank you, sir. What's your name, sir?
Well done. Yeah, my name is Wenle. I have to pull over and talk to you guys.
All right. Me, well right? Come on.
Sure. Fred, how do you go with Feta?
My brother, I'm taking vaccination every day.
Come on, seats.
Honestly, she's just a model.
Don't mind her.
Anyway,
don't mind her.
I will never forget. Look, God is real. Hmm. And, you know, I had... I was marketing support for a company. I'm not going to mention the name. Okay. Way back a couple of years ago. And then there was this, I didn't even know that there was a place like that in Agbo.
Okay.
You know, that was my first foray into the Delta. And my God. Oh boy, area boys do the Lagos though.
They learn, Abby.
They learn what?
Wahala.
My brother. I thought I had swag, like literally. I mean, like, Abba. You can't stampede me now. You know what I mean? I was the one driving the van. We had all the banners in the back, and then we're going to a place called Tough Club in Agbo there.
Okay.
Abraka.
Okay.
If my memory doesn't correct me. Anyway, so that's how the van just come and have a problem around one of the roundabouts.
Witchcraft van is this now, eh?
My brother.
Eh?
With confidence, you know, I thought it was illegal to wear with confidence. You can, you know, when the boys, when they came, it was even the gesticulation that sobered everybody up.
Wow.
They just say, my brother, you they pay for the hell.
They don't tell you down.
They pay money here.
Uh-huh.
So I said, look, they pay money where? Where we do. By the time I was connected with the slap, my brother. By the time I was connected,
you were connected.
Oh, sweet. I was connected and it was live. Look, that experience, it was a remodeling experience. The next thing that came out of my mouth was, my brother, I just can't say my brother. I didn't say anything here. I didn't know when GS started coming out. But the grown man. I kid you, as I'm speaking with you right now, I can pretty much, the thing is this simulating in my head.
You feared your fellow man.
No, you see, by the time they came back, they came in hordes, there were hordes of them. Literally, we just started dancing. They asked us to start dancing. We were dancing and clapping. Look.
I'm
not kidding. One of them just had mercy and he now thought that so see how you people treat my boy now. Why not they do like this now? You know, they now went to bring mechanic for us. We now, you know, fix the thing.
God.
They make sure they collected, they emptied our pockets.
Yes.
You know.
Yes, normal. That one is normal.
They now told us they now gave us an escort because they said that there's the next boss.
They are worse than them.
They are worse
than them.
Look, that was the last day. In fact, when they had events after that,
you didn't go.
I told them,
Nothing. They said, I know they were going to pay me 50K, but I said, no, it's not going to work.
Keep your money.
Keep your money.
Ah, thank you.
So sometimes when I see all these words, they learn. Go on Onitsha Bridge.
God forbid. I reject it by fire. God forbid. You know what I like about it? He was speaking, you know, it was when they connected me.
It was a remodeling experience.
Connected. No, the difference between slapping you and connecting you with this thing. This slap belongs to you. Here
this
it is.
This is yours. Receive.
And there was no introduction. They were not.
I'm going to slap you now. No.
Just get the connection. It's a connection like Wi-Fi. Jeez.
That's Whoa. The day that he feared his fellow man.
I'm telling you. That actually,
a fellow man like you.
Thanks for sharing. We appreciate you so much. Thank you so much. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
How are you?
My first time caller.
Oh, my God.
Because of you, I woke up this morning. Liar. Love you.
What's your name?
I beg. My name is KSB.
KSB.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Go
Stretch
ahead.
Stretch will like your blood group, but don't worry. Continue.
Okay. My whole experience, when I was in school then.
Yes.
I was having this conception. So I went to hospital compare to that. I can't poo-poo.
Okay.
For like 2 weeks.
Okay,
constipation. So I went to one private hospital and now they sent me to another hospital.
Okay.
I went there, I said to the doctor. Oh, not to me, I didn't know that the doctor is even copper.
Okay.
So instead of the doctor to just okay or take drugs or injection, he gives me sleeping injection.
Sleeping injection?
Yes, sir.
That's where you slept off.
The situation is not even working in my body.
Ah.
So I was seeing double. I was seeing like I'm seeing life and death. I was just like, oh God, have mercy. God have mercy. God have mercy. So when I like 30 minutes, I couldn't even get myself. So when I wake up, I say, oh, sir, why you do give me injection? He said because I couldn't. They can't touch my. They have to do something that will make them to touch me to examine very well. I said, but you don't have to give me
injection
now.
I would have
the injection
now.
Don't even work. Is it a mistake?
Is it a mistake? Shut up, Annie.
Because I want to use my life to do experiment.
I'm telling you. My dear.
So look at you.
That is how God saved me.
I'm telling you. Praise the Lord.
Praise him. Praise him.
It's a mistake. Sorry, I nearly died. It's a mistake.
So
I would have died though. I nearly mistakenly killed you.
But how was that side like? No. You can't be joking with that kind of thing.
Now wow.
Let me go back to WhatsApp.
Right, please go ahead.
Yeah, what's up, Lagos? My name is Larry Shitu. My experience is when I was coming back from redemption camp overnight service, I didn't know that I was tired and need sleep. That is how I slept off on steering.
Yay.
Thank God for my wife who was awake. It was a scream that awoke me because the vehicle was already on
that
trailer.
On
that trailer, we still be on the trailer. God helped you. What's up, Lagos? This one, 8 people, they attack everyone.
Make my face front.
Shall I
leave this place? Shall I go?
Shall I? No, leave I advise place. You to face front.
Face front, leave this place.
Because
face
it was 8 people.
8 people,
they
are
connecting.
They're connecting you, slap. That you know yourself.
What's up, Lagos? Good morning to you over there. I'm really enjoying your show. In fact, my own was the first day I lodged in a hotel with my girlfriend. In the middle of the night, she started shivering. It's as if she wants to pass out. That's somebody's daughter. I switched off the AC and found still nothing. I started to praise God.
Which God?
Because I know she died. They're gone for me. Miraculously, she started getting herself.
Amen.
And I started praising God right there. Glory
be to God. Hallelujah.
Show me Daddy Gio. Stretch, I've already warned you.
Yeah, I told you.
Tell them what you tell them.
Do not go to Nonshona places. You are going to places with women that is not your wife or your husband.
What he said.
Yes.
No.
Look at now. The same God
has before. Has been being paid after he gave up the ghost.
What will he do?
What will you tell Daddy
Bimpe? Say, newspaper will be man and woman
lodge.
No, man use woman for sacrifice in hotel room.
Man woman lodge in hotel overnight kills woman.
man still at large.
I did not put your name. Why didn't you put your name?
You should have put your name.
Let me check it.
Don't check.
I should not check it.
Don't check.
Okay.
Don't check.
Okay, no problem.
Let the sun shine your life.
No problem. Chief from Sulera says, I was coming back from a ninth reading class when I was in school at 5 a.m. Mm-hmm. I was just a few meters away from the school gate where a bike stopped at my front. Mm. A guy came out and pointed a gun straight at my head and said, if I run, he will shoot me. My dear, I don't know where my legs turned to Formula 1.5 and I ran. He just looked at me and didn't even chase me with the bike. That was how I escaped to Rangoon.
What type of person? Like, you should not run. If you run, they will shoot you.
Oh, my lama.
And you ran.
Ah.
It's panic.
It's panic. Sometimes listen to that panic. You need it. What's up, Lagos? I follow my friend to go visit his girlfriend at Air Force Base, not knowing she has not slept home for three days. And her father have been looking for her.
Yeah.
When the father saw us, he said, catch them!
Okay, it became them now.
Yes. Then we were the one that kidnapped his daughter. Huh. My brother, if you see, run. Where I run. The Air Force man at the gate started to laugh. That was the day I stopped following my guy.
3 days.
Following friend up and down. See her life.
Look at, even Fet, I can't follow her to anywhere.
Even church, I can't follow her anywhere. Good morning. What's up, Lagos? My story. On December 23rd, 2003, my daddy gave 20K to buy my Christmas shoes and some clothes. Now, on my way to the market, I met a friend, Sunday. And we got talking and he asked to follow him to collect his own money so we can go to the market together.
Okay.
Getting to his house, we met his brother and some other friends playing game.
Ha.
Sunday was talking with daddy to collect money, so me waiting, joined them to play just one or two. I won the two games. Now, the guy challenged from 2K. Now, so I think spend 14 hours playing game. At the end, I go back with 12K. I have to call like two landlords and my daddy will listen to me. All of them join to talk life out of me. Terminate from Ikeja.
You play game, lost 8K for your... Oh, God.
This was hilarious. Days. I won't even like this.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I can take two more before we go.
Yes, please.
I just remember this. SS3 that year, when prefectship means absence from assembly.
Okay.
I and my best friend were in a lab doing assignments now. Then one teacher stumbled in and was asking us many questions. As Shalai don't tire us, administration from hell entered our mind. The light switch in the lab had a wire sticking out visibly, but there was no current in it. So I made a signal to my friend to prank the man.
Mm.
I asked him to go touch the wire. When he did, he faked being electrocuted.
Hmm.
You need to see this man screaming, shouting, yay! I'm bouncing at the same time. We couldn't hold it in and we burst into laughter. That'd be the fastest laughter that has turned to tears. Teachers took turns in dealing with us.
Whoa.
You played too much.
All right. We got many more.
Yeah, many more. Chuk says, mine was a month ago. I usually chew ginger every morning on my way to work.
Yeah.
On this faithful day, as ginger I was yourself. Chewing the ginger, it ran into my brain.
Yeah.
I was choked.
How?
Gasping for breath.
How?
And I was on a speed. This continues for about 6 seconds.
Yeah.
I had wanted to give up, but immediately I removed my seatbelt. Suddenly, my airways opened. I quickly parked and ran out of the car.
What?
This is not a joking song.
I'm telling you.
No. Let me read this one. Mine was during those days of environmental sanitation time at Oronsoke, Lagos, around 8:30 a.m. I said, let me cross to Bariga area to see a friend, though. It's not even complete. Why?
So that, I think they caught it. They put it inside Green Maria.
Well, I beg. Yo.
All right. I think we just have to end it here. Thank you so much. You guys are the MVP. Yeah? Do we have another one to read? No.
Yeah. Okay. Let me just read one from Igwe Victor. It says, what's up, Lagos? Stretch. Uma name Feta Uma. The last one happened last 3 weeks at exactly 1 year and one day anniversary of my brain surgery.
Okay.
I entered bus heading to Mushing. The moment the bus was at the stop, was at stop speed, the brake failed and the vehicle lost control and hit the road. Safety wall at Fatai at Itere Junction.
Fatai Atere Junction.
I broke the fence out before it started. I asked God, why me again? But I came out with minor injury. Praise the Lord. Umuchineke. Amen.
Great, Victor, thank you so much for being the one to end. That is 11:51. I think this is where we drop anchor. Thank you so much for being part of the show. Our lawyer lady didn't come. Thank you. And we used the time judiciously, didn't we?
Yes, we did. I had so much fun.
Yes, and tomorrow, dust up your law papers, yeah? We'll be putting it to you tomorrow.
Come with your wig and your uniform.
Don't enter here with gyms.
With gyms.
Don't enter here with gyms. Tomorrow,
that man that wore orange shoe to the...
Don't try it tomorrow. And you that tie scarf, this is not a marketplace. This is a lock.
They're calling Dada into the court of
it
law.
It won't happen here. Tomorrow, 10 to 12, it'll be time for... We'll put it to you on the show. All right? We got to go now. Thank you so much. My name is Stretch. Check me out on Instagram, Stretch Original. And on Twitter, Stretch Cool.
Yeah, I'm Feta Dynamo on Instagram. D_Feta on Twitter. See you tomorrow. My people also love that road.